We live in a world where the need for affordable mental health interventions outstrips the ability to supply them. If I'm interested in using culture to perform this role, it's because human beings have been using cultural representations to alter their mental states since at least the Paleolithic. This is especially true with respect to mood. Pretty much everyone knows what it's like to have a song or a poem create a shift in how you look at the world. However, though there's a reasonable amount of research on how different kinds of cultural representations impact on mental health, there's very little on what underlying aspects of culture are driving this and how they impact on different mental health conditions. Answering these questions is a crucial preliminary to any use of culture to engage with a growing mental health crisis. In the first instance, this is because culture is accessible, cheap, and can be deployed at scale. Being able to measure and predict the likely impact of different kinds of cultural objects and styles is crucial to any therapeutic use of culture. But there's a second imperative in making sure that culture has the therapeutic effect that we claim it does. It's very easy to believe that the kinds of culture we like are also good for our mental health, and we need to guard against this easy conclusion by testing these beliefs against reality. Measuring culture using the right metrics gives us a way to perform these tests. It is for all these reasons that I am interested in the relation between cultural experience and mood disorders.